You're listening to The Art of Imperfect Adulting. I'm your host, Amy Stone. Here, I share stories from real people navigating the adventure that I call adulting. Are you ready? Me too. Let's do this. Well, hello, friends. Today, we're doing something a little different here on the show. It's just you and me. Yay! Here's the reason. This episode will release on July 4th. I'm not recording it on July 4th. I'm not working on July 4th. I'm recording it in advance. Don't worry. July 4th is a holiday, which many of you, most of you already know in the United States because most of my listeners are in the United States. And most of my episodes feature guests. And it did not seem fair to me to release a guest episode today. Let me quickly tell you a little bit about why. And then what I'm going to do for fun is share with you some of the nice things that people have been saying about the show since it started. My guests mostly come on the show to share a personal story as a part of their visibility plan, personal visibility. Maybe they've got a small business. Maybe they've written a book. Maybe they're writing a book. Maybe they want to be a speaker. A few of them are honestly just really super interested in sharing their personal story, but that's the minority. And why the holiday matters to them is that while the podcast content is evergreen, which means that it's once it's out there and people download all the episodes every single day. The biggest punch for the guests, the biggest download numbers tend to be on the first few days. And the biggest is normally the first day of release. So having a guest episode release on July 4th didn't just seem like the nicest thing that I could do. I don't know. It popped up on the calendar and I was like, oh, is that something I should do? And this is the first time one of my episodes has fallen on a major holiday. Part of the reason is that I'm not currently releasing episodes on Monday, at least not right now. So you might be wondering, why not just skip it? Some podcasts don't release every day. Some podcasts do. I also could have done a replay of an old episode, but that always drives me nuts when shows do that. But here we go, friends. Algorithms, the little formulas that computers use to figure things out, well, sometimes they are really smart and I like them a lot. But in my experience, they don't have much flexibility, kids, to run with the punches. And so that's not the saying, to roll with the punches. They don't have much flexibility to roll with the punches. So what I've noticed in these last 6 months is that anytime there's a break in my release schedule, I actually see the impact. So I've been releasing a lot of episodes of the show, boom, 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 boom. And anytime I have a break, I see the impact. It's not always a problem, but we'll start out on a Tuesday. We build momentum through the week and build and build and build. And then when I take the break on Sunday and Monday, I can see the impact slow, 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 slow. So this episode is here to keep the momentum in the month of July. And that's the real reason. That's it. So I have released a lot of episodes lately. It's super fun for me. I really love all these conversations and I'm thrilled to be able to share that people are kindly leaving wonderful reviews about the show. The top spot, the top location that people leave reviews about the show is Apple Podcasts. Spotify lets you leave a star rating like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. There are a few other places that people can submit reviews like Podchaser and Good Pods, but the big one is Apple and Spotify. So reviews are helpful for the show. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't actually know many people who, when they're looking for a podcast, are checking reviews. Let me know if you do, because that'll be really interesting to me. But podcast reviews are very helpful for two things. One, it tells the podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and those systems that people like the show and they can code that data. And then it helps them suggest it to other people who will like the show that they will like it. It's like online dating for podcast listeners. People leave reviews and the listeners are looking for shows and the players can use that to figure out how to make suggestions. So it's really, really helpful for that. I love to get feedback from people who are listening. It's so fun. It's pretty uncommon. I'm actually going to start by sharing one of the favorite things I've gotten, which is in a social media post, somebody I've been in contact with for wow, probably over 20 years, left me a comment about the show and said, I was pumping people to vote for me for a People's Choice Award. And she wrote in and said, I voted and I listened to the show daily. That's from my longtime acquaintance, Claudia. Thank you so much for your support. I have known her for such a long time, you guys. Super, super fun for me to get that comment. And now let's hear some more fun, kind things. This is fun for me. I hope you guys enjoy it. All right. This is from Kim. She says, real and relatable. The show makes you feel seen, supported, and totally not alone. Thanks, Amy, for bringing warmth, honesty, and just the right amount of humor. Ah, you're welcome. Thank you so much, Kim, for that. So this is from Agatha. She says, as a recent guest of the show and a podcast host myself, I know how hard it is to get someone's real unfiltered story to shine through in an interview. Amy is excellent at what she does, and the premise of the show is so compelling because we are all just trying to figure out life. No one has an instruction manual. She has a way of drawing out all the essential lessons, even some we may not have considered ourselves. Thank you very much for those kind words, Agatha. So this one is from somebody who calls themselves Sage Girl. Again, another guest on the show. They have you know, motivation to leave me reviews. So it's a great place for me to get that. She says, I'm delighted to recommend Amy as both a host and a no-nonsense leader who's here to help. Adulting is not easy and wildly misunderstood. And as far as I can tell, it was a wonderful to open up a beautiful space to talk about that. Highly recommend. Thank you so much. So this is from Alicia. Imperfect adulting may not be an art for me, but it sure is how I feel at times. Check it out. Thank you, Alicia. This one is from someone named Steph. Helping us through the messiness of adulting in such a real way is so needed. Thank you. Thank you, Steph. That's something I am hearing from people, that they are feeling like this is a show that is providing something that they really think is needed. It's wonderful for me to hear. It's a little bit unexpected that people are saying that specifically, and I really do appreciate this. All right, so this one's from my friend Becky. I love this comment. I saw it when it came through a couple weeks ago. She says, as a woman of a certain age, in quotation marks, it's just such a cute thing to say, I deeply appreciate these open conversations about how hard adulting is no matter your age. Thank you, Becky, for sharing that. As a woman of a certain age, she's quite young. I love that she's using that to describe herself. This one is from someone named Becca. I just finished a few episodes of this podcast, and the stories are so beautiful and real. Thank you, Amy, for putting this show together for us to hear. You're welcome, Becca. Thank you very much for listening, and I appreciate your positive comments. I really, really do. So this one comes from somebody named Society Hill Mom. I really enjoy listening to the conversations Amy has with her guests. She asks great questions, and I feel like I always learn something. Plus, I feel like I can relate to a lot of these topics too. Thank you very much for that. It was a decision I made in launching this show. The common wisdom is to go narrow, very narrow focus in a show. And for better or worse, I decided to go with a very broad focus because I think that there is some fun in that, that you don't quite know what the next topic is going to be. And maybe you're going to love it, maybe you're not, but you have a lot of variety. So this one comes from Alyssa. She says, I always thought that once you grew up, you had it figured out mostly. Me too, Alyssa. Me too. That somehow if I told the other adults around me just how much I didn't have it figured out, or how much I was struggling, that I was somehow failing. I love the raw, real, authentic conversations Amy has on that show, on this show. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your review. I appreciate it. This one comes from, oh, I don't know how to say this handle, Obi Paul Terart. Okay. Okay, so anyway, thank you. Listening to Amy interview Tori on episode 40 was so powerful. Happy Tori overcame and was able to run away in time. She was able to turn it around. So many women are frozen in fear and need help to get out of abusive relationships. So episode 40 is a story about a pretty painful topic, pretty intense. And I've actually gotten lots of people reaching out about that and saying that they appreciate it, and they also appreciate the way that we had that conversation. So I very much appreciate all of these wonderful reviews that people have left on Apple Podcasts. It's really, really fun for me. I launched this show in January of 2025. I'm recording this in June, so it's been about 6 months. The show is considered in the top 5% of podcasts globally, which is wildly entertaining to me that would happen that fast. It's podcast data is both highly unreliable and also, you know, something that we're always trying to figure out. But that is really good. I would love to hear from you guys at any place. I don't know if you know this, but you can reach out to me in any of the platforms that we are putting the show together. You can, any of the social platforms, you can leave a comment on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. I opened a TikTok account recently, so that's there too. And that's going to come straight to me. So you can leave a comment anywhere. Let me know what you think about what I'm doing here. And I would love to hear from you. Thanks so much for tuning in today for this short episode just with you and me. Have a wonderful day, and I will be back soon. Thank you for listening today. I hope that you enjoy the show. And before I go, I want to encourage you to become a bigger part of the conversation. Obviously, subscribe wherever you're listening to the show. Listen to more episodes. That'd be great. Obvi again, please write a review and tell your friends about the show. That truly is a great help for getting the show in front of new people. Okay, but more fun for you yourself, head over to imperfectadulting.com and join the email community. You'll get some free stuff right away, and that way you'll begin to get the emails about the podcast. This includes the links for the special offers from the guests, and it's the only way to get that. Also, if you aren't in the mood to listen, I actually include an article directly in those emails. Whee! Now, if you love this and you crave more time with me, Amy, as a coach, a mentor, or just adult to your adult, numero uno, check out The Village. If you have a story you want to share with the listeners, I'd love to hear from you. I have an open application. Just let me know you want it. And that's a wrap for today. Until next time, remember, the journey is the destination. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that, not me. Well, until just now, I did just say it. But what I want you to hear today is that if your adulting journey isn't going the way you expected, that may not mean that you're lost. It may just mean that you're on your way. This is Amy Stone, signing off. The Imperfect Adulting Podcast is created and produced by Amy Stone and Amy Says So. Anything expressed on this show is offered as entertainment, and the views of the guests may not always represent the ideas and viewpoints of the host. That's me. Amy does not intend or hold herself out to provide professional advice or recommendations of any kind. In the end, you and you alone need to make those kinds of decisions based on your personal and individual situation, needs, circumstances, and comfort level.